Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. You know, we say this over and over again with the past year and a half we've been through. It's been a doozy of a year for our profession. And, you know, this past year has been really challenging in so many different levels. And we're going to be talking about sustainability of the profession. That's right, sustainability of the profession. And what does that look like? And with us today is the president of Blue Pearl Specialty and Emergency Pet Hospital, Dr. Nicholas Nelson. How are you, Dr. Nelson?
Man, I'm doing great. Nice to be here today.
Nice to have you here. So, you know, before we get started, a little birdie told me that you're a little bit of a workout fiend like I am. And so I always like to share with our listeners, because especially our fellow veterinarians, you know, that work-life balance is so important. So I understand you're really big into exercise. So tell us, like, what's your go-to exercises that you like?
Mike, well, I don't know if anybody knows about it, but there's this crazy, it's called F45. And Mark Wahlberg was the big investor in it. And so I do that each morning, and a bunch of high intensity interval training. So I absolutely love it. Trying to keep up, Adam, what it is I'm trying to keep up with people 20 years younger than me. Be honest, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, like I work out so I can pick up the Goldens, you know, and the labs for x-rays to have a strong back.
The only difference for me is that I have to get there 15 minutes before class starts. To stretch, because I'm not as limber to do burpees at 6 a.m.
Oh gosh. By the time, and I'm 6'4", so by the time I get down to do a burpee, I might as well, I could check my phone while I'm down there, you know.
That's awesome.
Well,
that's
great. You're here. And to our listeners, a little bit about our friend Nick. While in Washington, he helped build a thriving 24-hour multidisciplinary specialty and emergency practice, because he's a graduate from veterinary medicine from Washington State University. He's also served as regional medical director for VCA Animal Hospital and as a chief medical officer and president of Pet Partners. Of all of his accomplishments, he's a proud father of his son, Thomas, too. So, you know, let's get into this, too, about sustainability in the profession. As we were just talking about earlier, it's been a rough couple of year and a half or so. So as a major specialty and emergency care provider, can you talk a bit about some of the challenges you faced? I know with emergency medicine, it's got to be rough. So share with us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Adam, you know, I think this is something, this really is at the heart of sustainability, you know, with, you know, during the pandemic, we all know that there was a major increased demand that was placed on our hospitals. And I can tell you, it across the entire profession, early on in the pandemic, we at Blue Pearl, we stayed open. We knew that. And our reason for staying open was simply this, is that where were the pets that were sick going to be cared for? And so I can tell you that I am so proud and honored to lead this company to stand behind and to work for over 7,000 associates who came to work each and every day with caseload that was beyond anything the profession has ever seen, and to work in an environment where not only were our hospitals taking care of the sickest of the sickest patients, they were also doing much more urgent care as well. And so I can tell you that the massive influx of patients put huge stressors on our teams. And there were 11 million new pet households in 2020, 11 million new pet households. So on top of that, not only was there increased patient load, we had to change workflows, moving from, you know, clients in our buildings to curbside. And how do you do that across the country with changes in temperature, hot and cold, et cetera. And the third is, you know, it intensified our client interactions. You know, we're all frustrated and we're all trying to figure this out at the same time. And our teams took the brunt of all of that. So proud of the profession. And I think that as a byproduct, it resulted in burnout and fatigue. And to be honest, now we're starting to see individuals that now path, you know, getting to the other side of this, not that it's over, is now, you know, kind of departure from practice. Is this what it's all about? And so I think that we're at a stage now is how do we create a sustainable profession? And what I mean by sustainability is a profession that people want to enter and stay in, not just say, well, this, I love animals, but like enter it for the right reasons. And then like say, and this profession gives me a livelihood. It gives me the intangible side. It fills my bucket for what I do every day, and it allows me to have a sustainable life. And I think we have to look at it differently. So I think what's occurred through all of this, Adam, is that the silver lining is two things: this increased understanding of the importance of health and well-being, and how do we enhance efforts to uplift our people? We got to do that through, there's a lot of ways to do that, but we must pay attention to our each and every associate. We can't just say, just do it. We have to assist and help and think long-term. So we took the time to listen and to put a lens to the areas that mattered most to our associates. And that was mental health and career pathing.
Yeah. I mean, the career pathing, mental health, and other associated focus initiatives, they're all coming into play. So how does that roll into sustainability of the profession?
You know, I think we have to start with understanding that it's that the pandemic, it was already unstable. And so you then add, I said, 11 million new pet households, and you add a pandemic, we kind of expedited how pets fit into our lives. I think we all on this podcast believe in that human-animal bond, or we wouldn't be in this profession. I think that human-animal bond has gone deeper into the world, and people understand, families are starting to see that, wow, pets play such an important role. And so I think it was a little bit of an unstable profession. And then we added 11 million new pets to already a fractured system. And so let's start with a few things just to kind of level set. You know, more than 50% of veterinary technicians change their place of employment within the first 5 years of practice. So let's start there. Pet ownership is growing. New pet owner population, millennials now represent the largest share of pet owners in the U.S. at 31%, which we know will lead to demand for pet care to rise. And there's an increased shortages of technicians, of veterinarians, and other veterinary professionals. And I fear that the demands for pet care, and that's what we're seeing today, the demands for care are outstripping the supply. You know, it's a supply demand problem right now. So, you know, and according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, employment of veterinary technicians, okay, is it projected to grow 16% from 2019 to 2029? That's faster than the average of for all occupations. So we need our technicians, yes, to provide the care. And so, you know, I think what we have to do is the sustainability is this, is that to continue to take care of the pets we love, the people that bring in those pets that we're so committed to, we must take a step back and not just be about them. We must be about our people, that in order to take care of pets, we need to see it from the lens of our associates. They're the ones that provide the care. And so how do we focus on them and their needs? And so supporting our associates' well-being and livelihoods through things like career pathways, advancement opportunities and skill development and compensation, it'll bring that autonomy and fulfillment to the individual. It'll elevate the standard of care and brings value to our profession of veterinary medicine. And I think that when you look at the factors that influence job satisfaction, you know, in relation to job departure in our profession, financial benefits, we need to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Career opportunities is a must. And professional development is essential. And so we at Blue Pearl are working on addressing multiple causes of this job departure, and not only focusing on ways to improve associates' well-being at work, but overall livelihoods now and into the future.
It's wonderful. Really well said, my friend. Really is. You're talking about career pathing. I mean, something that maybe we don't see that much of within of our veterinary organizations. Now, I understand that you recently launched that exciting program, you know, called Career Tracks. So our listeners, you may not know about this, so I want you to listen up. This is great. Can you speak to us about that program, as well as like any other career opportunities that you can offer to bring about a more sustainable profession in the future?
Yeah, for sure, Adam. And we're really proud of this. This is, you know, this is something now in my role leading the company. I can tell you, first I'll say is this has been 5 years. 5 years.
Wow.
Of really dedication at Blue Pearl to get to this place, and give a lot of shout out to those that really helped to carve out this path. It's been an incredible journey. And so, yeah, we just announced this month Career Tracks. It's the industry's largest electronic career pathing platform. Okay. So it's a career pathing platform, which supports first of its kind leveling. So job leveling and a compensation structure to go along with it. And so it gives associates, paraprofessionals, the ability to advance their career within a hospital, advance their knowledge and skills, and not just advance their knowledge and skills, do that, and we're recognizing them by improving their personal lives, helping improve their compensation so that we have individuals that stay in the profession longer, find that this is a career that they want to be a part of. They don't need to leave the profession. They can stay within it and really feel empowered and engaged and proud. I would say proud of their increase in knowledge and skills. So incredibly proud of that, of the Career Tracks path that we're on at Blue Pearl. We offer what's called Blue Pearl University. It's really an electronic learning and training platform. You know, we have, this is incredible. We have over 2,000 medical journals, books, and abstracts. So a Blue Pearl associate has access to that without trying to purchase all those journals. Really have access to the newest, the most cutting edge, the newest information. We also offer a 90% tuition assistance for Penn Foster for our associates that on part of that leveling move into becoming a credentialed veterinary technicians. And then we also offer CE stipends for all full-time and part-time professionals. You know, it reminds me when I think about this, I think about Nelson Mandela and what he always said, which is, you can take everything from me, but you can't take my mind. And we at Blue Pearl are focused, deeply committed to learning, deeply committed to providing educational pathways for our people, because we know that the only way that we can provide the level of care that we're committed to when the pet is the sickest of the sickest, has disease that we can't figure out, you come to Blue Pearl. And the only way that I can stand behind it is to say, we are committing to the associates. Those associates are the one that provide the care. We need to give them the tools, the resources necessary to reach their potential, to operate at the top of their license, so that they can provide the care that they're so deeply committed in providing.
Yeah, I mean, providing them the educational resources that they need to level up, to be sustainable in this profession are so vital. And also, I guess mental health is just as equally important too in this profession, as you and I both know too. And so, you know, tell me a little bit more about how Blue Pearl supports like well-being of its people.
You know, yeah, so it's a great question. And it's something that I'm so proud of. We have a veterinary social work team, and our health and well-being team consists of 7 regional veterinary social workers and wellness trainers. And so, you know, we are across the entire country. Okay. So we go from west to east, north to south. So we're across the country, and we have certified social workers that are there to provide the support and resources to our local team. So at Blue Pearl, we have 5 regions that make up our company, and every region has a licensed social worker, which is a first of its kind. And we took the approach, you can have social workers that help facilitate clients through those difficult times, end of life times. We took the approach that we need to give that support to our people. We know that if our associates can feel supported, and I'll say this, Adam, that it's okay to talk about mental health.
Yes.
We believe in it at Blue Pearl. We want to talk about mental health. Most of us have it. Mm-hmm. So we want to normalize that. And then once you normalize it, that you actually allow people to talk about it, that they're comfortable. Now you actually can engage in conversation. And once you can engage in conversation, that brings that unleashes so much. So, you know, these social workers do wellness checks on our hospital leaders. So let's talk about the pandemic again. You know who all of our associates, how difficult it was on them through this entire pandemic? On top of it, let's talk about the hospital leaders that are trying to lead their teams through it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're the ones that have to stay strong. So really performing those wellness checks. And then, you know, May, as you know, Adam, was Mental Health Awareness Month. And yeah. So what we launched in May was a wellness ambassador program. So now at each of our hospitals, there's a champion that really bridges the gap between the licensed social worker who's, you know, licensed to do this, and the local hospital, so that we provide that conduit. And they've been trained in what is called mental health first aid. And so think about first aid. And now what about mental health first aid? So that you have the ability to get in there and support your teams on both micro levels and macro levels. So incredibly excited about this, so deeply proud of this at Blue Pearl and what it's doing to, again, let's go back to sustainability, Adam. Mm-hmm. This is how you sustain the profession. So we talked about career tracks, career pathing, being able to actually have a career in the profession, be compensated appropriately so that you can build a life and not leave the profession. And let's also understand that importance that the mental health side is on all of us. And let's talk about healthcare workers. Our associates face economic euthanasia on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. They face money, emotion, conflict. They face death and dying. And so, and they're managing it between the new puppy that you're holding in your arms to a euthanasia back to back. And that takes a toll. And so our focus on our social work team is something that we're doing today. And we're not stopping this, Adam. We're doubling down here, man. We're going to keep this going.
Yeah. I love it. We need it. This is what we need and how we advance forward, moving forward with this profession too. So you talked about sustainability, career pathing, leveling up, mental health. Do you foresee these as great viable tools moving forward in the profession? Do you think this is what we need in the profession moving forward?
I do. If you go back to, let's just talk about the sustainability of the profession, and really that silver lining that the pandemic gave us is that, we have to always remember, you got to look for the good in everything, right? And the good is that I think it opened our eyes, and it opened our eyes that, is that we have to be a fiscally sound profession. And the only way we can be fiscally sound is to have a focus on our people. And the way we focus on our people is giving them a path to improve their skills, improve their knowledge, improve their pay, so that they can feel very proud and confident of the care they provide, create a very collaborative team environment that delivers on our promise in providing remarkable care for pets, delivering on our promise of not just good care, but remarkable care that the pet parent, pet owners want and need, they desire. On top of it is, let's realize that there is a mental health reality in our profession, and that's a good thing. Yeah. That we need to lean into that. We need to help understand it better so that we can tool the profession in ways to say, this is our learnings. Here's what's working. Here's the conversations that must be had. This is no longer taboo. Let's engage in those conversations. And I'd add one more thing, Adam, to it, as the other pieces, and I'd be remiss not to share, is our focus, my deep commitment to equity, inclusion, diversity that leads to belonging. Mm-hmm. That we must understand that we're at a crossroads, and our profession needs to be represented by the population that brings their pets to us. And so, focusing on careers, giving our people a path, compensating them for that path, the importance of health and well-being as a foundation to stabilizing the profession and making it sustainable. And then let's not forget that the only way we're going to create high-performing teams is through trusting teams. And the only way, it's been proven, the only way you get to trust is through this wonderful word called authenticity. And authenticity only comes if you can be yourself. And so we must create a profession where you can be yourself, because if you have to be somebody else, that's why mental health is so important. That's why equity, inclusion, diversity is so important. If you can't be yourself, then let's just be real, guys. We're not providing the ultimate care that we all believe in, because if you can't be yourself, you don't communicate as well. If you don't communicate as well, then things get missed. And when things get missed, then disease lingers. And when disease lingers, other things occur. And so this is incredibly important to the profession. And I think if we focus on those three areas, I do believe it's a profession that people will want to come back to, okay? Because people have left it. Yeah. And maybe this is a way to come back to it. And at the same time, recruit more into it, recruit more individuals, say, I want to give this a shot, and allow those people to then, instead of what it was when I was going in veterinary school is, I wouldn't be a veterinarian. No, well, I want it to be that, over the next 10 years, when we talk to the next generation, we're like, yeah, this is incredible. You're not only going to be fulfilled, you're not only going to make a difference. It's also an incredible profession to support your family and to do right and do good. And we must focus on these really core issues, or else it won't be sustainable. And we're at a stage now that the pandemic has expedited it. Now it's time to say, this is our time. Let's bond together as a profession. This isn't about Blue Pearl, by the way. Blue Pearl wants to do our part to bring the profession together. This isn't just about what we're doing. but we believe that we need to, you know, we need to kind of put our stake in the ground and say, this is what we believe in. We believe this is right for the profession. And those out there that want our help, want our assistance, we want to help them. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, we're in such a noble profession. I say this to the veterinary students that I chat with and colleagues. We're in the best profession on the planet. I say this every day. And I'm just so honored to be part of it amongst a sea of colleagues and wonderful ones such as yourself. So thank you for saying those wonderful words and insight. This has been wonderful. So where can our listeners find more information if they're interested in a career at Blue Pearl?
Yeah, Adam. Well, thank you for asking that. Anybody that's interested would go to careers.bluepearlvet.com to learn more.
Awesome. Dr. Nick Nelson, thank you so much for your time and expertise and for all you do.
Most appreciate, Adam. Thanks for having me. It's been an honor, and it's a profession I love. I've committed 26 years to it. And so I'm very committed to what the future looks like and to be the bridge for that future.
So next time I see you at a conference, we're going to have a burpee throwdown. And
we'll see. How many burpees can we do in a minute? Okay.
Right.
I'm in.
Right.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in. Always, again, please stay safe out there. Please follow us on our social media on Instagram at DVM360MAG. Also on Facebook, DVM360.com. And you can follow us on Twitter as well, DVM360.com there too. So please take care of those fur babies and stay pawsome. Take care, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.